Hello, everyone, and welcome to Devotional Life with Paul
and Jeannie.
You have now just joined with us at the kitchen table as we spend this time in devotion to the Lord. So let's take this 10-minute slice of heaven and turn our hearts towards the Lord and make it count. So where are we, Jeannie?
Well, we're still going through that road of Romans Road, sharing our faith with somebody and having those verses to grab hold of. And the one that we are stalling out, I guess you would say.
Don't say stalling out.
Okay, what should I say?
Emphasizing.
Okay. Is Romans 10, verse 9. If you openly declare that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you
shall be
saved. Okay, so that sounds pretty important. So we talked about the first part and about sharing openly because you're excited about realizing your sinner and what he's done for you. And the second part is believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead. So why is that such an important part of being saved is to believe in your heart? So,
yeah. I'd just like to stop for just a second and say, you know, when you believe something in your heart, to me, it talks about, you know, a real connection. It talks about this is serious. This is part of the core of who you are. And so I think just thinking of that, something at the heart level is serious.
Mm-hmm. So they're not saying it's just a flimsy saying, oh, yeah, I believe that Jesus raised. They're saying you're totally committed to this, that he did raise from the dead. And so we're kind of looking at the significance of that and not just glossing over it. So, you know, I'd like to encourage everyone to open your Bible and read a whole chapter, 1 Corinthians 15. Paul wrote this to the church in Corinth. Uh-huh. And there was some thoughts brewing that maybe Jesus didn't really raise from the dead, and what's the big deal? So he spends a lot of time this whole chapter going over that. So, I mean, I just think it'll really help answer questions as well as get you excited over the resurrection of Christ.
Yeah.
And be able to answer to somebody else, well, what's the big deal about the resurrection? Because this is asking us to believe it in our whole heart. So we left off last time we talked first that it was the power of God to raise somebody from the dead, that no one else has ever been able to make that claim. Jesus said that he was able to, himself, to do that. And the second point was that Jesus is the Messiah and the prophecies that were fulfilled. And we mentioned the one in Psalm. And then we are going to look at 1 Corinthians 15, 1 and 3 through 8. Paul says in this chapter 15, he says, let me remind you the good news. So again, they were talking about how important is the resurrection anyway. So he's going to give them this teaching. Let me remind you the good news. And good news is what we're talking about, sharing the gospel,
right,
putting on those shoes and the armor of God. So verse 3 through 8 says, Christ died for our sins, just as the scripture said. So right there, he's referring back to all the messianic prophecies, mm-hmm, that are in the Old Testament that he was well aware of, especially on this side of becoming a Christian. So Christ died for our sins just as the scripture said. Verse 4, he was buried and he was raised from the dead on the third day, just as the scripture said. So again, it's being validated by what was prophesied. Verse 5, he was even seen by Peter and then by the 12, referring to the other disciples.
Right.
After that, he was seen, I like this, this really got me excited, first time I ever read this. After that, he was seen by more than 500 of his followers at one time, most of them who are still alive. So though some have died, so Paul's talking about, hey, in the audience that he's addressing to in this letter, 500 people saw him. It's not just I think there's a rumor that he raised from the dead, you know. 500 people actually saw him. And then he's saying he was seen by Peter and the 12. They saw him and talked to him and spent time with him. And then verse 7, then he was seen by James and later by all the apostles. And last of all, one who's born out of season, he says, as a humble statement, I also saw him.
Right.
So it's been validated not only through the prophecies that were fulfilled, but physically people were seeing him and talking to him and spending time with him after he resurrected from the dead, proving he was alive.
Yeah. And if you could imagine, you know, 500 plus people taking the witness stand.
Right.
And one right after another. Yeah. I saw him.
I saw him. I talked to him. It's true. Yeah. And as they're looking at all the Old Testament prophecies about the Messiah, they must just be getting so excited because they're starting to see how it all came together.
Exactly, yeah.
So, and then my next point, number three, well, what I was praying about. The resurrection validates our sins have been paid for and how we find forgiveness. So this is what you had mentioned last time in the beginning.
I like this one.
Yeah. 1 Corinthians 15, again, verse 17 says, "And if Christ has not risen," taking the opposite side of it, "if he hasn't risen, your faith is futile." Wow. "You are still in your sins."
Wow.
So the opposite of that is if he has risen, then your sins are forgiven. But if he hasn't, your faith is futile. And you're still in your sins. "Then also those who have fallen asleep," or those who have died in Christ, "they've perished. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, and we are all of men the most pitiable." Pitiful. It says pitiable.
Yeah.
P-I-T-I-A-B-L-E.
Yeah, to be pitied.
To be pitied.
Another way to put it.
I think you would say pitiful. But anyway, poor guys. You know, poor us. Yeah. If we only believed in Christ but didn't have the hope of resurrection. He's telling us how important it is. And then, did you have something? Because I have one more verse after that.
Well, I was going to say real quick, because then that just makes everything that you're doing a religious ritual.
Right.
Rather than a relationship with the risen Savior.
Right. And it's only on this dimension.
Yes.
So we might as well eat, level. Drink, and marry, because then we die.
That's right.
Only this is you're trying to keep all the commandments and be a good boy and look good to everybody else and whatever. Okay. And then going on in 1 Corinthians 15, now we're into verse 21 and 22. "So you see, just as death came into the world through a man," talking about Adam, "now the resurrection from the dead has begun through another man," talking about Jesus. Verse 22, "just as everyone dies because we all belong to Adam, everyone who belongs to Christ will be given a new life."
Makes
Isn't that
you
cool
wanna,
verse?
Yes, and it makes you want to be sure I belong to Christ.
Right, right. And we've kind of broken that down before when
yes,
Jesus talked to Nicodemus about being born again and how we're born in this physical world. And this is all everybody knows.
Right.
But then those who are born again have the Holy Spirit come live inside of them. Then they're born again and they have Christ's life come inside of them and live inside of them.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. You want me to keep going?
Yeah,
I never know how much time he watches the clock.
Let me give you a minute. How about that?
Okay, we'll just start then with point number four. The resurrection validates that we overcome death because Jesus defeated death. And so we're united with him. And so what it does is it removes the fear of death from us.
Yeah.
So
I'll probably get to steal your reference, and I don't know exactly where it's at, but I do know that Jesus said, "Because I live, you too shall live." Isn't that awesome?
Yeah.
So we have his promise.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that wasn't the verse I was going to use.
Okay.
I'm still trekking down Romans 15.
Okay.
I'm in verse 54 through 57. "Then, when our dying bodies have been transformed into bodies that will never die, the scripture will be fulfilled. Death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? For sin is the sting that results in death, and the law gives sin its power. But thank God, he gives us victory over sin and death through our Lord Jesus Christ." Isn't that
beautiful?
A great verse?
Yes, it is.
Don't need to be afraid of dying.
Let's pray. Father, thank you for today, and thank you, Lord, for allowing us to go through the reasons, really, why we have the privilege of believing in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And so bless my brothers and sisters and make everybody, Lord, bring everybody to that place where we believe in our hearts that Jesus has raised from the dead. Bless my brothers and sisters now. I ask this in Jesus' name, and everybody says,
amen.
God bless you. We'll see you soon.